Republican B.J. Nichol of Loveland bucked her party's leadership, becoming the swing vote needed to keep the bill alive. Nichol's not seeking re-election, but says that didn't impact her vote, adding that she says she didn't even make her decision until the middle of Thursday's hearing.
Well, I sat through the hearing and weighed out a lot of the information and decided, as I've said in the past, we're all Coloradans. They're Coloradans too, and I believe that they deserve to have some of the legal rights that the rest of us have.
Dozens of couples filled the Capitol's largest committee room, and many gave passionate arguments about how a civil union would improve their lives. Anna Simon and her partner have a 4-year-old son named Jeremy. She says a civil union would make their family more secure and give them peace of mind.
People understand that a civil union means that she is the one who I want to make medical decisions when I can't. She is the one I want by my bedside in the hospital.
Senate Bill 2 would give gay and lesbian couples many of the same legal protections as married couples. It would touch on everything from inheritance and property rights, hospital and prison visitation, family leave, adoption, domestic violence laws, and financial support.
It's more comprehensive in terms of recognition, one, of the relationship, and then the idea of responsibility.
Democratic House Minority Leader Mark Ferrandino of Denver is the main sponsor of the bill. He's one of 4 openly gay state lawmakers. But despite Thursday's vote, Ferrandino says civil unions is not yet a done deal. It still has 2 more committees to pass before it could reach the full House floor for an up or down vote.
I'm feeling confident that we can be able to get this to the floor as long as we don't see leadership playing games with timing and moving things around.
The GOP only holds a 1-seat advantage in the House. Nichol's vote would ensure its passage, since all the Democrats are on board. And at least one other Republican has also come out in support of civil unions. But many conservatives worry the bill would be a stepping stone to legalizing gay marriage. Brian Babione is with the Christian nonprofit the Alliance Defense Fund. He testified that the measure is too much like marriage. He also notes that Colorado voters struck down a similar measure at the ballot and voted to preserve marriage as a union between a man and a woman.
It recognizes the intimate relationship of 2 people, and then it has basically all of the rights and responsibilities of marriage. So in effect, there's very little distinction there at all.
Republican Representative Brian Del Grosso of Loveland says he thinks the state has adequate benefits in place as a starting point. Gay couples can already adopt each other's children and enter into a designated beneficiary agreement to iron out inheritance and other rights.
Why not take what we currently have in law, like with the designated beneficiary, and just work on making what we currently have in law better? Why bring a whole new piece of legislation, which a lot of it would be duplicative?
But the debate this year shows a greater division among the GOP on the issue of gay rights. Mario Nicolai is with Coloradans for Freedom. He urged his fellow Republicans to pass the measure.
This issue deserves to be heard before the whole floor, the whole House. It is one of the most important issues that has faced this legislature in a decade.
And the final decision will come down to the wire. With less than a week left in the legislative session, the bill still needs to pass the House Finance Committee and then the Appropriations Committee. If it makes it through that process and passes the full chamber, Governor Hickenlooper has said he will sign the measure into law. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.